I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In the midst of a shaky Israel-Iran truce, let's take a step back to ask, when did this war really begin? A man we'll call Brother F with Transworld Radio says it was Iran's 1979 Islamic Revolution. That's when death to Israel, death to America became its government-sanctioned mantra.
There was the war started, actually, not now. And the people have to know this war is also not a war between Iran and Israel. It is a war between Islamic Republic of Iran and Israel.
He says there's a clash of theology behind this conflict, but despite the Iranian regime's efforts, more and more Iranians are rejecting Islam for a relationship with Christ. Please pray for both Israel and Iran, for regime change in Iran, and for the Iranian people to have freedom to follow the true God. And finally, we'll take a closer look at Bible translation and some new tools speeding up the process. Now, typically, Bible translation means sending Western missionary linguists to remote areas, learning the language, and slowly translating scripture over many years. However, traditional methods can't keep up with global demand. That's why Unfolding Word developed Translation Corps. Dane with Unfolding Word says partners tell them,
when we have to check a Bible translation by hand, we can get through maybe 10 verses a day. When we're using Translation Corps, we can check 100 verses a day.
You can help support this effort at missionnews.org.
It costs several hundred thousand dollars per year to develop these tools, and we really need people to step up and help us so that we can equip the global church to translate the Bible for themselves.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.